This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden officially the Democratic presidential nominee after night two of the virtual Democratic National Convention, where delegates pledged their support to the former VP from every state and U.S. territory. And among the many who spoke last night was Colin Powell, a registered Republican who's throwing his support to Biden.
Today we are a country divided, and we have a president doing everything in his power to make it that way and keep us that way. What a difference it will make to have a president who unites us, who restores our strength and our soul.
The U.S. Postal Service now won't be making any big operational changes prior to Election Day. That according to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, who announced yesterday he's also expanding a task force that's working to ensure the delivery of election mail on time. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is out with its final report on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The report says President Donald Trump's then campaign manager Paul Manafort did work closely with a Russian intelligence official who might be connected to the hacking of Democratic Party emails. The bipartisan panel also accused the Trump administration of obstructing its investigation. President Trump speaking yesterday at a rally in Yuma, Arizona, where he touted his record for stopping illegal immigration and tightening border security.
Over the last 3 years, ICE officers have made over 380,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of over 145,000 assaults, 40,000 sex crimes, and 5,800 murders.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The World Health Organization is now encouraging people to get the flu shot, saying it may be more important than ever before. It says that's because immediately determining the difference between the flu and COVID-19 is difficult. There are an estimated billion annual flu cases around the globe each year, of which 3 to 5 million are considered severe. Though in most folks who don't have underlying health problems, it's certainly not as deadly as apparently COVID-19. Rhode Island was plugging one of its favorite foods and most popular products at last night's edition of the Democratic National Convention.
The calamari comeback state of Rhode Island casts one vote for Bernie Sanders and 34 votes for the next president, Joe Biden.
A Rhode Island state representative there, standing next to a giant plate of calamari as he spoke those words, and then announced that while the restaurant and fishing industries in his state have been decimated by the pandemic, that famous appetizer is still available in all 50 states. And a dent in the Earth's magnetic field over South America and the Atlantic Ocean is growing, and NASA says solar radiation coming through that weak spot is causing problems for passing satellites and the International Space Space Station. The astronauts are safe on board, but the dent regularly causes the state's data collection service to lose a couple of hours' worth of data every month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. David Horowitz joins us, best-selling author of Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. David Horowitz, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, okay. Hey, congratulations on the book. Even in spite of a rather dreary DNC convention, which turned into a big yawn here. I think that you've got it right in terms of, you know, the reality of the situation. It seems the left is totally disconnected from reality. I can't seem to line up the dots with their perception, David.
No. And they lie all the time for that reason. I mean, Michelle Obama talking about cages, but not mentioning that Obama, her husband, and Biden built those cages.
Right.
Over Trump's head, the presidency. He's the president with the biggest achievements of any president in our history.
Mm-hmm.
Any president. My baby, Thomas Jefferson, bought the Louisiana Purchase. I don't know.
It is such a fable. I mean, the way, you know, she presented the president as not being up for the job, and I'm going, look at all the things that he's been able to accomplish. Barack Obama would have loved to have had one of the accomplishments that Donald Trump has done. You see, this is when she loses me, and I think she loses half of America when she makes those kind of statements, because, I mean, even as charming as she is and as well-liked, I mean, her approval ratings are, you know, they say 80%. But when she says stuff like that.
Telling me that the women watched and love Michelle Obama. All I could talk about was where to get her necklace. It makes you wonder about the 19th Amendment.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a joke, people.
Yeah. Calm down. Yeah, and the thing is, maybe, of course, this was done a couple weeks earlier and recently. I don't know, but what I heard was President Trump had canceled their rather exquisite budget for vacations that was going to take them all the way to the year 2036. I mean, what are you talking about here? Why do we need to be paying
the Democrats
for...
are thieves. That's where, you know, they're not socialists. They're communists. But that's what all their programs are. It's just theft. Stick your hands in the taxpayer pockets. And fund any, joy feast. Look, the Obamas are worth $100 million. Trump gives away his salary. He's lost money being president. But all these Democrats make a fortune off the presidency. That's what they do, and their time in office. I mean, one of the battles that I discuss in my book, Blitz, is about the first, really, 3.5 years of the Trump administration and these Trump wars. Mm-hmm. Nothing's really changed about the wars. They just have gotten more intense. It was his confrontation with Elijah Cummings, who was the head of the Oversight Committee and was humiliating Trump's head of the Department of Homeland Security, who had just been on the job a month.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump took him on. No other Republican would take on Elijah Cummings because he's black.
Right.
And he represents Baltimore. It's got 10 times the murder rate. The poverty rate is off the charts. Horrifying place. And Trump called him out on it. He said, you know, your district is 100 times worse than any conditions at the borders. It's rat infested. Chris Matthews called him a Nazi for using the phrase rat infested, although Cummings had used it for his own district 20 years ago.
Exactly.
But the fact is that Elijah Cummings died a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
All he did was a politician. He got it out of the politics while his district and the federal government poured billions of dollars into his district in Baltimore. Billions.
Mm-hmm.
And where did that money go? It went to line the pockets of the Democrats who administer it. That's a problem.
Well, look at Nancy Pelosi. Look at Nancy Pelosi's wealth, David. I mean, she's worth $122 million, all the insider trading that she's gotten away with up until recently, because finally the Ethics Committee in Congress said, maybe we should stop doing that.
She is the worst speaker we've had in our entire history.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the Democrats have any sense of how what they say looks to other normal people.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing that's quite...
I think Michelle Obama... Trump tear-gassed peaceful protesters.
Yeah.
Those protesters burned the Church of the President in Lafayette Park, and their real goal was to burn the White House.
Exactly.
Everybody watching it, as I did, could see.
Mm-hmm. No, this whole deal was such a joke. I mean, this is what I appreciated about Jim Jordan. You saw that in that congressional hearing when he took about 6 minutes of his time just to show footage, actual footage from...
Great.
You know, and these here, you got these talking heads from CNN and MSNBC talking about a peaceful protest as the buildings were burning in the background.
Yeah, I think a lot of the problem is that, you know, you can watch CNN all day and never know there was a riot.
Right.
All these violent, you have to be, you know, on Twitter
mm-hmm.
to see these videos of these violent thugs, all of whom, they should just round them up. It's all illegal. You know, you can't
right.
occupy streets without permits. Then just show up, declare a curfew, show up, and, I mean, arrest everybody who's shown up and ship them to Guantanamo, which is where they belong with our other enemies.
Well,
these are enemies of America. This is not protest. This is not Americans exercising constitutional rights. These are Marxists destroying our constitutional mm-hmm. rights. People can't, well, you know, I mean, Minneapolis is like a war zone. It's
right.
over.
Mm-hmm.
It was a small, you know, city where you could get around. It was really nice. And now people are afraid to walk the streets there.
Well, look at New York. New York, the lights of Broadway are shut off. People are leaving in droves. 300 a day is what I hear. Governor Cuomo is saying, look, come back. I'll make dinner. I'll buy you a drink. No. I mean, you know, you're defunding police.
I want them back.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's insane. But this is the this is the idiocy. Yeah, to your point, David, and you've written about this. Exactly.
San Francisco, L.A., people are leaving. Yeah, and there's no need to live in a city anymore because, you know, you don't have to go into an office. You got Zoom.
Right,
you can
exactly.
Zoom into an office.
But, David, help me understand this, because you've gone through this transition. How do people, particularly in California, because you and I, you know, we spent many years there and we understand it. How do people leave California and they're running out of California and they go to a red state and turn it purple? I mean, what? That's
right,
insane.
Well, because leftism is a religion. It's an illusion. They think that over the rainbow, there's this world where of social justice, where everybody's equal, nobody's at each other's throats, You know, they have no idea what human nature is, or they're in absolute denial about it.
Right.
People aren't equal. If you think you're equal, I mean, you know, you can play basketball like Michael Jordan. I mean, no, you can't.
No. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so
I'll tell you what. We got to go to break. We got more from David Horowitz after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez, live.
Independent. We are 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you back with us, and also good to be talking with David Horowitz as always. His brand new book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. Forget about the polls. It's the same thing we went through in 2016, what the mainstream media would want you to believe. Michelle Obama says this president isn't up to the job. I mean, only look at what he did in the first 3.5 years as he was being chased down.
Lie.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't get it. They lie in such a bald-faced manner. You know, you have to blink and say, did they really say that?
Yeah.
And so, obviously, I mean, even an attack from, you know, like a lie, he's a racist or he's a white supremacist, or you twist a quote or something.
Right.
But to say he's incompetent or, you know, he's not up to the job is so idiotic. And, you know, I've been following politics, whatever, 50 or 60 years.
Right.
And I never realized that we were being robbed as American taxpayers of trillions of dollars during the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, and the Obama administration. Those guys were too lazy or just didn't care about these trade deals.
Right.
Who knew?
Exactly.
Well, why have we funded the communist China's growth?
And Donald Trump had been yelling about this for years, even before he decided to run for president.
Exactly. Then they asked him if he was going to, I remember, I had been given an interview 20, 30 years ago, and they asked if he was going to run for president. Mm-hmm. You know, and he said, well, if it gets bad enough, which it did.
Right.
But the just the idea that they would let us be robbed like that, and then when he try to change it with tariffs. You know, I've never followed trade. It's not my thing, trade. trade policies. But everybody was against it.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans attacked him, said the tariffs would lead to trade wars or whatever. Wall Street was against him. Of course, all the communist Democrats were against him. And he did it anyway. I mean, you talk about leadership for crying out ears.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
speaking of leadership, what are we going to get out of a Biden-Harris ticket?
Ticket? You mean if they win?
Yeah.
An utter nightmare. Yeah. These people are totalitarians. Kamala Harris has already warned that when she gets in the White House, she's going to prosecute the president. Yeah. So they're going to criminalize politics right at the top. And then she's going to pursue all of his supporters. You know, she says, we're coming to get you. And Beto O'Rourke, his guns are.
Exactly.
He's going to take away your AR-15. I mean, it's going to be the Civil War, which is now, there's bloodshed. But it's still limited. It will explode.
Right. Well, exactly. Well, you're talking what Obama did on steroids with Kamala Harris. And what Biden's not going to have. I mean, he's just going to go along. I mean, we already know that.
He's not there. I mean, Trump is. I mean, he's absolutely right about it.
Yeah.
It's Weekend at Bernie's. That's what it is.
Yeah, sadly.
Sadly.
But
it's disgraceful. I don't think there's a Democrat in the country who behind closed doors thinks that Biden is up to being president. Mentally competent. How could you think that watching this deterioration?
Yeah.
And what cynicism for that party and that wife to let this old guy trot him out there.
David, how do people after this, I mean, knowing what they know about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, how do they have any credibility on the other side of Election Day? I mean, if they don't win, and what is projected, and I'm with you on Blitz and what you've written about your book. There's just too much evidence in favor of Donald Trump. I mean, for people, you know, they may not want to get in a big argument. People are not going to wear red hats.
No, they don't want to say what they believe because when I say they're totalitarians, I mean it.
Mm-hmm.
They will destroy you. If you show your, you know, if you have a job in a company that, has so-called liberal, I hate calling them liberals, they're progressives or they're actually reactionaries, leftists at the helm or is just hypersensitive to the mob. They don't want to be attacked by left-wing mobs.
Right.
You lose your job, you lose your career. This woman, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a 24-year-old mother who was murdered
Yes.
because she said,
Lives matter. Exactly.
That's a crime.
Well, and look what happened to the couple, and particularly the guy who was beat senseless. I mean, it's like shades and memories of Reginald Denning.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was the L.A. riot.
Right, exactly. Well, this is what...
By the abolition of the chokehold.
Mm.
Everybody saw him and get rid of the chokehold. You had a 6'3", 300-pounder, and Rodney King, which is what triggered this,
yes,
was high on PCP. They tased him with 100,000 bolts with two shots, and he still was attacking the cops. So because the chokehold was outlawed in California at the time, they had to club him down.
Mm-hmm.
And the video of him getting clubbed sparked the L.A. riots where Reginald Denning had his head broken with a
brick,
piece of concrete, actually,
yes.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's 63 people dead, 2,000 injured, and a whole city destroyed.
Yeah.
Well, of course, a black neighborhood
right.
destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get. They're just bad people, and they need to be taken down.
Right. Well, ironic here recently is you had a criminal putting a chokehold on a police officer. I guess the criminals didn't get the memo that chokeholds aren't supposed to be used on either side, I guess, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm all for the chokehold.
Look, I'm for safety. Whatever is going to work.
Rachel's a gigantic racial hoax we're in the middle of.
Yes.
I don't know if you read this article by it was by a prosecutor who specialized in police brutality cases.
Yes.
And it's 100% certain that George Floyd died from a fentanyl overdose.
Yes.
You can't kill somebody by kneeling on one side of their neck.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's a standard police practice. Because all it does is make you pass out.
Mm-hmm.
And he had four times the lethal dose of fentanyl. And these cops were not racist at all. If you looked at the body cams, which were suppressed, the officer of body cams, which Keith Ellison had suppressed,
right.
You see they treated him gingerly, respectfully, when he said he can't breathe. Not because there was a D on his neck. He said it seven times while he was standing, sitting in a car. I can't breathe. That's because of the fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
They immediately called an ambulance for him. It's gross.
Yeah.
All of this rioting is over nothing.
Well, and that was my question earlier.
You
say
that, and you have a job.
Yeah. No,
you can lose your job.
Yeah. Well, David, in the way the trajectory is going, you know, with the convention next week, we have the Republican convention. And I will see, we will all see a great contrast between the two. And I love that Donald Trump counter-programmed the DNC's convention week, which in...
Trump is a fighter. That's,
yes.
My book, Blitz, shows why Trump prevails, because he fights.
Yes.
He takes the battle to the enemy camp. That's why they hate him.
Mm-hmm. He continues to sit.
Nancy Pelosi, but she's sick.
Yeah.
This woman has lost it.
Yeah, she's been there to serve herself.
What over Trump that he would do this?
Yeah, right.
Does she
yeah.
have evidence that Trump is a traitor or in the pocket of the Russians? No, all the evidence shows the opposite. He's very tough on the Russians.
Exactly.
But, she just... I mean, accusing a sitting president of being a traitor.
Exactly.
Just think of that.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. And David Horowitz has been our guest, the renowned conservative commentator, New York Times best-selling author. And his book, if you have not gotten your hands on it, let me tell you, it will bless you. Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win.
6 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list.
Congratulations, David.
That's because it's straight talk.
You got it.
It's full of information that all of us need.
Amen. Well, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden officially the Democratic presidential nominee after night two of the virtual Democratic National Convention, where delegates pledged their support to the former VP from every state and U.S. territory. And among the many who spoke last night was Colin Powell, a registered Republican who's throwing his support to Biden.
Today we are a country divided, and we have a president doing everything in his power to make it that way and keep us that way. What a difference it will make to have a president who unites us, who restores our strength and our soul.
The U.S. Postal Service now won't be making any big operational changes prior to Election Day. That according to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, who announced yesterday he's also expanding a task force that's working to ensure the delivery of election mail on time. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, live free and tell the truth. And especially when you get caught, you got to be upfront about it as we did. I got to tell you, I am so sorry. I gave you some scammed information about the Obama's vacation scam. Actually, it was a post that originated back in 2017 as we were able to do some research and find out more about it. And it came out recently in another Facebook post that Trump had just ended Obama's vacation scam. Before Obama left office, he arranged with the State Department for a series of official visits to foreign countries spanning the next 20 years. Well, of course, this was all satire. We got caught. I admit, I want to be upfront with you because, you know, this show is about credibility. And I don't want to lead you down some wrong road of deception or anonymous reporting. So, you know, our commitment to you is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And when we mess up, we're going to let you know. So I apologize for that misreporting on our behalf. With us right now, DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, National Review Online contributing editor. And we're going to be talking Kamala Harris, the DNC, and what seems to be glaringly missing, DeRoy, is any kind of policy or any kind of ideas. I mean, they bash President Trump about his actions on COVID, and I don't hear any ideas and what they would do any different other than just saying that President Trump has it all wrong, including having it all wrong on the economy, which is amazing to me because the evidence clearly refutes that.
Bill, good to be with you. Yeah, I agree with you. I've been traveling, so I've not seen all that much of the Democrat Zoom convention or Skype convention, whatever you want to call it. But the bits I've been able to catch here and there, I've seen a lot of complaints about Donald J. Trump, the worst human being probably ever born, and all of his, innumerable sins and shortcomings and errors and so on and so forth. And what's always fun to hear them complain about is comments, like I believe John Kerry said that Donald J. Trump inherited a growing economy with falling employment and all that, and then he ruined it. And, of course, they never talk about what happened.
He bankrupted because that's what he does. He bankrupts everything, right?
Bankrupts everything he touches. And, of course, if you look at the economy where it is now, it kind of looks that way. But, of course, they don't talk about what happened in between, which is before the Chinese germs arrived, as I call them, we had the lowest unemployment in the country since Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, the lowest black, Hispanic, and Asian American or Americans of Asian descent unemployment in American history, the lowest female unemployment since the days of Dwight David Eisenhower. And if it weren't for the Chinese germs, things would probably be even lower, and the president would be up by 15 points. Unfortunately, we're all still dealing with COVID-19, which we didn't ask for. We didn't sign up for this, and here we are. The Democrats don't mention that, and that is the reason why his spectacular record has been sullied through no fault of his own or through no fault of anybody in this country.
Exactly.
That additional important, vital element of context is completely missing in all the speeches we're hearing out of, Milwaukee or Zoom or Skype.
Exactly. Out in the netherworld. Well, you know, and to your point, the Democrats were really exposed even all the further. I don't know if you saw a tweet that was up for a short period of time from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She tweeted out, "It's vital that governors maintain restrictions on businesses until after the November elections because economic recovery will help Trump be reelected. A few business closures or job losses is a small price to pay to be free from his presidency."
Did she? I didn't hear that. Did she actually admit
she
that?
She actually, I mean, I got a copy of the tweet right in front of me.
Boy. Let's make that world famous. So this finally, the cat finally is out of the bag. I figured that these Democrats, that was their playbook, but that nobody was too stupid enough to write it down. But she actually wrote it down. That is amazing.
And tweeted it out. And then, of course, her handler said, we maybe want to get that down pretty quick.
Wow. Well, that's the whole game. I think that explains why we've seen the lockdowns going on. The business is not allowed to open. The gym's not allowed to open. Everybody go home, lock the door, et cetera. And that is that if you don't have people going back to work, the unemployment rate stays high, the GDP stays lower, the economic figures look bad.
Right.
The whole theory, the whole narrative that Donald J. Trump is an economic basket case continues. If people go back to work and the unemployment rate goes down, the GDP goes up, people think, well, we're recovering, we're getting over this, we're going back to making America great again, let's put the man back in office.
Exactly.
I'm pleasantly, delightfully stunned that she actually wrote down what I believe has been in the heads of Democrats coast to coast, and now we really know what the playbook has been all along.
Well, the other thing that's quite obvious, DeRoy, is look at the differential between the blue states and the red states. The red states, the recovery is there. I believe that's what's carrying the day, and which is really giving us some hockey stick type of increase because of the foundation of the economy that Donald Trump put into place here. If we didn't have that, if we weren't energy efficient or self-sustaining right now, where would our country be in the midst of COVID-19? We would be an even more disastrous and precarious position if it hadn't been for the economy that had already been rolling along quite robustly until, you know, March of this year.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that we haven't crashed altogether is because we were, you know, up at 40,000 feet, and maybe we're down at, 12 or 15,000. But if we'd been, you know, cruising along where Obama had us, which was about 8,000, we'd have gone right down to the ground and just shattered, you know, into 1,000 pieces. And so the good news is, you say, most of the indicators are indicating sort of a V recovery. You know, we went down very steeply, we bounced, we hit the ground, now we're heading straight back up. And as long as we don't lock everything back down any more than is prudent given the actual scientific realities on the ground, I think we'll continue to grow. My belief is if we can, the current unemployment rate is 10.2%. If we can get it into single digits, somewhere at 9-something, 8-something, even something, 7-something for that lucky, number one. And number two, if we have people getting some sort of vaccine, needles in arms in October, I think the president gets reelected. Clearly, people see the economy as heading back to where it was before, number one. And number two, the Democrats who whine about how he never responded, he was disengaged, he never did anything about COVID-19, which is a total lie. He'll be able to say, all right, you can complain about whatever happened in April and May, but you got a vaccine in 6 months. You're welcome. And
exactly.
I think those two arguments, he gets reelected. And by the way, the things that Trump didn't do, as we heard Andrew Cuomo on TV saying, "Oh, Trump didn't respond." Excuse me, that ship that was moored off the right next to Manhattan Island, the hospital ship Comfort, yes. The 3,000-bed hospital in the Javits Center, all the mobile ventilators that were sent in, the mobile hospitals were set, they were set up elsewhere. Did those just happen magically? Was that the gremlins that did this, or the leprechauns in the Lucky Charms box? How did these things get here? Oh, could it possibly be presidential leadership?
Exactly.
Donald J. Trump, and also he used the Defense Productivity Act, Production Act, which is pretty heavy-handed. I'm a libertarian. I'm not crazy about this, but we do have a pandemic without hundreds of thousands of people dying, and 78 different times on 78 different occasions use the Defense Production Act, which is a part of the U.S. Code, to tell companies, look, we need ventilators, we need masks, we need gowns, you need to make these. And the complaint by the left was, oh, why aren't you using the Defense Production Act? Well, guess what, folks? He used it 78 times as part of his, quote, non-response, quote, unquote, to COVID-19.
Well, the thing that's quite galling, especially when you speak of the governor there in New York, I mean, he cooked the numbers about the deaths that happened in these nursing homes. And what they did, according to Associated Press, is they weren't counting the people that left the nursing homes, were transported to the hospital. They died in the hospital. So those numbers didn't count. And so now they're looking at about 11,000 people who died in the nursing homes as a result of Governor Cuomo's policy to make sure sick people were sent to nursing homes. How did that make any sense?
Well, this is astonishing, and I don't know why the man has not been resigned, if not been arrested for this. There was a deliberate, very deliberate, specific act by Governor Andrew Cuomo, March 25 of this year. He issued a decree that said nursing homes must accept COVID-19 positive patients who come in through the door, number one. Number two, they cannot be tested for COVID-19. Number three, until April, I think it was 28th of this month or so, you could be COVID-19 positive and work inside a nursing home. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yes.
If you were a 10-year-old kid watching TV, you would have learned within 5 minutes of this whole outbreak, get the virus as far away from old people as possible. And what did Governor Andrew Cuomo do? He took COVID-19 positive seniors and sent them directly into nursing homes, made a lot of them sick, and then the otherwise healthy older folks just started dropping dead to the tune, you say, of 11,000. And then he cooked the books to make it look like it was like only 6,000 people had died.
Not so bad. DeRoy Murdoch is our guest, and we're going to continue our conversation with him right after this. Stay with us.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing. Our politicians are corrupt and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, observing the DNC convention, it kind of reminded me of, you know, when I watched the kids in sports. And you could see the certain levels and the deficiencies, but they're your kids. And you just wish and hope that they're going to do great. In your heart, they're Olympic 10s. But the reality is, you know, they're far from it. And watching the DNC convention, it's like to hear Chris Wallace and some of the talking heads and the varying networks, it's like they're rooting for their kids. But the bottom line is, you know, it's like, you remember Grandma Claire with the Wendy's going, where's the beef? That's what I want to hear. Where's the beef? I'm not hearing any beef here, DeRoy Murdoch, from the Democrats in terms of policies and what they would do different. It's just, you know, let's blame Trump for everything. He's a bad guy, and we need to get rid of him just because we don't like him. But they're not giving any kind of substantive vision or ideas about what they would do about the economy. You know, I've often maintained in my experience in business and in marketing for some 50 years, is if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look at what they've done. And this is what they're coming against. They're coming against a man, a president, who has done a lot for our economy, as you cited earlier. And what we have to look back on is what Obama-Biden did. And the contrast is so stark and clear that the only thing they can do is try to bring personality and condemnation against Trump. And, of course, they've gotten plenty of coverage because, as we know, according to Newsbusters and the media center, is that 90-95% of the media reporting in the mainstream media has been absolutely negative about this president. Is it any wonder he has any kind of approval rating at all?
You know, given his coverage in the I call it the dinosaur media, it's remarkable that he's even still in office. I mean, it's not, you know, a little biased, you know, 55 negative, 45 positive, or 60-40, or 70-30. It's like 90, I think the last figure I saw was 94 to 6, 94
yes.
negative to 6 positive,
yeah.
Something like this. I
right.
mean, it's amazing this guy's not been, you know, carried out, you know, thrown in a van and driven off the property of the White House. You know, if the media just told the facts about what this president does, I think his popularity would be probably somewhere in the 60s or 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But so many facts are either not covered at all, which is the easiest thing to do. I mean, the easiest aspect of media bias is just don't tell people what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or they twist it, they tear it apart like taffy, and you get a totally inaccurate picture of what's taking place. I mean, everything this man does is just couched in the most negative terms possible.
Exactly.
And I appreciated the times back under Reagan where we had something which I called, you know, we call media bias, which is you hear what the news is, but they'll give you some reason why it's a bad deal. So they'll talk about some program he started, and then they show a grandma in a wheelchair, and she cries and says how her life is being ruined. But at least you know what the policy was. Now we have something brand new, which is total fabrication. They just invent things. They come up with stories which are totally just fabricated. For example, on the very first day he was in office, we heard that the president removed the bust of Martin Luther King from the Oval Office. Nothing like that happened. It was covered by a screen where they're taking some pictures or something like this, and the Time magazine correspondent ran off and said, oh, my God, he's removed the bust of MLK. He should have asked the press secretary, why did the president do this? The press secretary would have said, actually, no, that didn't happen, and the story never would have never gotten out. Instead, he runs off with what he assumes this evil racist Klansman with the red tie did. That story gets out, and then they had to spend X number of hours trying to stamp it out, and the Time magazine guy apologized. There are probably people in this country who still think the first thing Trump did when he got to the Oval Office was to remove the statue, the bust of MLK. Nothing like that ever happened.
Well, and this is what offers credence to Trump's reminder that we're dealing with fake news, because they do things like this. CNN manufacturing stories, and, you know, it's just been an endless array because of their, you know, their disdain of Donald Trump. They've abandoned all sense of morality and, journalistic ethos.
Morality and ethos and just basic practice. I mean, you know, I started working on newspapers in my junior high school. I was the editor of the town crier, Paul Revere Junior High. In our class, we learned, okay, if you're going to run something, check the facts and see if it's accurate. I mean, I learned this in ninth grade.
Right.
These people are not operating at the ninth grade level of journalism.
Yeah. Well, it's like everything's been reduced to, remember when we were kids growing up, the National Enquirer? You had all these rumors and unsubstantiated stories flying around. 17 million people had it on their, you know, bathroom floors as they were reading every day. Kind of amazing. But that's, sadly, it's what journalism has reduced itself. And I feel for those professional journalists who are trying to hold to some modicum of dignity and professionalism when they're misrepresented by these editors and some of these fast and loose reporters.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. You do see I don't think with too broad a brush, there are some good journalists there who are doing the right thing and trying to be accurate and at least maintain high school levels of journalism at a minimum. But you look at the leading publications, you know, the Washington Post in part, I don't even use their name anymore, the big paper here in Manhattan on 8th Avenue. If we were not on the radio, I'd use some more colorful language I'm using now. And again, they just, at best, they twist things. At worst, they invent things. This is what passes for journalism these days, very sadly.
DeRoy, I think that after everything's all said and done, the Democrats are going to look back on 4 days of this convention and say, wow, we blew it. We could have done such a better job, even though, hey, this is unusual. We got a virtual convention going on. But, you know, they're being carried by all these networks and stations and the message that they're putting out there. I mean, they're missing out on talking about their policies and their ideas, and it's really pathetic. But maybe they don't want to talk about some of the things like Joe Biden on school choice, for example.
Well, sure. Maybe they will feel it's better to keep these things themselves, and people think, oh, they're moderates, they'll be great. And then they come in and, you know, open up the Pandora's box, and out will come the rotten policies. I mean, I imagine Joe Biden doesn't want parents and grandparents and people who care about our education system to know that he said, I'm quoting, I'm not a charter school fan because it takes away the options available and money for public schools. He said that in South Carolina during the primaries. And he also said, if I'm president, charter schools are gone. And he's hostile to charter schools. He's hostile to school choice. He signed up with this sort of platform with Bernie Sanders, who's no moderate, as you know. And one of the planks in that platform is for the complete defunding of the Washington, D.C. school voucher program, which was signed into law by President G.W. Bush. And Obama Biden tried for 8 years to kill it. It was restored, thankfully, by the Republicans in Congress. And President Trump just, I believe, funded it to the tune of $40 million, if I'm not mistaken, which should carry it out for another 10 years or so. And Biden and Harris and Sanders are committed, if they become elected, to kill that program and send these kids in one of the worst government school systems in America back into the rotten government schools and end their opportunity maybe to learn something and maybe to make something of themselves. And they do all this to keep the teachers' unions happy, which American Federation of Teachers, AFT, since 1990, they've given 99.1% of their money to Democrats. 99.1%. And the Democrats, yeah, they purchased all, you know, I'll give them that. At least they, you know, they know who their clients are and they stay loyal to them.
Well, and again, it was quite revealing. The teachers in L.A., one of the demands they had was they wanted all charter schools, all vouchers to be done away with, right? And they've already siege-worked these schools anyway, in a sense, because the public schools are still getting money. And Betsy DeVos said, well, maybe we shouldn't be giving you money because you're not working. We're not filling the classrooms. Maybe we should cut back on it. Whoa, my goodness, did you hear a squeal? But they themselves are stretching this out, I believe, in part, particularly in California, because they're siege-working these private schools because they're not making money. I mean, the parents aren't paying tuition out of the goodness of their heart. The kids aren't in class. They're not paying for private school tuition or for charter schools.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And these folks have said, you know, another one of the planks that would be very injurious to charter schools, according to Biden and Bernie Sanders' platform, they require charter schools, charter school authorizers, and the management companies to abide by the laws and regulations applicable to traditional public schools. Well, that's like saying, okay, we're going to take a bird and cut its wings off and expect it to fly. You know, the whole point of a charter school is that you can avoid a lot of these regulations that have tied down the regular government schools. They can't perform well. And if you make the charter schools abide by the same exact rules as the regular government schools, they basically become regular government schools with all the problems and with, unfortunately, the largely very poor performance record of which we're all painfully aware from coast to coast.
As we've been saying, what the Democrats are telling us and what they're not telling us is quite revealing if you have a critical ear and you listen to what they are saying. For example, their formation of Kamala Harris is some sort of moderate. How can you fit her in that mold when she's anything but her public record indicates that, you know, she's left of Bernie Sanders?
It is remarkable how the media, again, you can't call this anything other than a lie. Again, this so-called paper of record called her a, quote, pragmatic moderate. George Stephanopoulos says she comes to the middle of the road, moderate wing of the Democrat Party. The Washington Post went even farther. They called her, quote, a small-c conservative. Amazing. I expect somebody's going to come up and say she's a Hayekian and she, you know, reads Milton Friedman before she goes to sleep at night. In fact, she was ranked by GovTech. They looked at GovTrack, members of the U.S. Senate, the number one person is the most conservative and ranked them 1 to 100. Number 99 was Bernie Sanders with a score of 0.02, and number 100 was Kamala Harris with a score of 0.00. So I don't know how you look at somebody with a conservative score of 0.00 and say that she's anything other than the single most liberal left-wing member of the United States Senate. It doesn't get any further left. She's all the way to the wall left. John Stossel did a very interesting approach. He took a look at the spending promises of the major Democrat, major candidates for...
We got about 25 seconds left there, DeRoy.
Sure,
go ahead.
Quick. The second biggest spender was Bernie Sanders. Biggest spender was Kamala Harris, $4.16 trillion in spending promises. She outspent Bernie Sanders by 4.7%. So I don't see how you look at her and think of her as anything other than a far-left Democrat, and there's nothing centrist, moderate, or small-c conservative about her.
Facts are obvious, aren't they? He's a Fox News contributor, National Review Online contributing editor.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening.